Financial Breakfast, where we equip you with relatable and realistic financial advice.
Alrighty, it's a beautiful Monday morning and time for us to have conversations pertaining to our finances. We do have a financial expert on the show, Juliana Veripi. Let's just hear what she has in store for us for the rest of this week. And I hope that you're taking note and also contacting her, obviously, in her private capacity so that she can help you just have better control over your finances.
Well, let's see.
Good morning and welcome to our edition. Today we are speaking on study policies and the benefit of a study policy. Is it even that important to get a study policy? But before we get into all of that, let's put out a disclaimer that we are in no way and in no capacity representing any entity, any company, but we are here representing ourselves as licensed financial advisor, sharing my expertise over the years. Let's get into today's topic. Is a study policy really that important? Do you really need one? And what are the benefits thereof? Is a study policy really important? It depends to your need. But first of all, what is a study policy? A study policy or a study plan is designed to enable your child or children to further their tertiary studies by providing a cash benefit at maturity date of the policy. The policy provides a lump sum, tax-free amount on maturity. Based off what you've heard, coming to the question, is it really that important? Do you really need it? My suggestion to you is yes. Yes, if you have children, and yes, if you can afford it. If you can afford it, it will be a good thing. It also depends as to what type of an investor are you? What type of a savings person are you? Do you already have investments put in place for the time that your child is going to be in varsity? I know some of our older people believe in kettle, so they go and sell kettle at the time that their children are in varsity and use that money to then put their children through school. They rather put their money to that use. Other people decide, oh, okay, I'm not really much of a saver, so then they tend to move towards taking out a study plan or policy. So in that instance, it's a personal decision that you need to make for yourself. In terms of the benefits thereof, it is obviously a savings in its own is a benefit. And the second benefit is that you get money back from your tax receiver on the fact that you have a study policy. So, and most people think that study policies are there for you in terms of primary school and secondary school. That is not the purpose of a study policy. The purpose of your study policy is for tertiary education, solely for tertiary education. And if it is done well in terms of an analysis, then you know that you have covered all costs in terms of even accommodation. And maybe if your child is not studying in the same country, then you are also taking care of cost in terms of travel. Just to clarify also, if I'm speaking that you're not much of a saver, rather go for investment in terms of a study policy. The study policy is term based, so whenever you take money from your study policy, you are penalized. Therefore, it is not a savings, it is term based, and it only matures, and that's the time that you get your money. So it's not the same as a savings. You can get your money whenever, but a term based one, which is mostly an investment, most in this case a study policy or study plan or an educational plan, you then cannot take money from this until the maturity date. On that note, if you like today's topic, kindly call me on 0816-448-286 and we can conversate on this topic off air. But as it is from me, it's au revoir. Bye.
Thank you so much,
Juliana. And Juliana has a thing of saying her number so fast. It's 0816-448-286.
All right. There we go. 8:59, that's your time. The news is lined up. On the other side, we talk entertainment.